Well, I'm absolutely delighted to welcome our next guest on the Sunday Supplement. He is an author and humorist of some renown, and his name is David Sedaris. David, in North Carolina, how are you?
Hello, Tim.
It's great to talk to you today, and really looking forward to you coming to Plymouth in just a couple of weeks' time. Tuesday the 2nd of June at the Pavilions. What do you know about Plymouth, David?
Nothing.
That's a good start.
I know absolutely nothing. I've never been to Plymouth, but last year I went on a tour of the UK, so I went to a lot of places that I'd never been to. I mean, I've lived in England for, I don't know, about 8 years now, but I'm not well-traveled there, so I'm looking forward to it.
Well, the good thing about touring the UK is that the distances between venues, I'm guessing, is a lot less than in the States. Now, tell us about your show. What can we expect? For fans of David Sedaris, of course, we know you as a humorist, a very funny man, and I heard you on the radio many times, but how does it work in the round, as it were?
Well, I just read out loud. I mean, it's probably not the best commercial for myself, but I just read out loud. I rarely open a book. Generally, I try to read things that are fairly new. So I usually begin each new tour with four or five new stories. And I read something out loud and then go back to the room and rewrite it and read it and rewrite it. So at the end of the tour, it's quite different than it was at the beginning. So that's what I'll be doing. And I always wonder how things will work there as opposed to how they'll work here. Sometimes things are just a bit more American, or there are things that I read in the UK that get a much bigger response than they get here. Like if you make a reference to, if you make a comparison between Sainsbury's and Waitrose, it just falls flat here. It works there.
Yeah, I guess it would. One of the things that you do is talk about your friends and family. I feel I know your sister intimately. How do they feel about that?
Well, like I have a story that I was reading on this tour about my brother, and I wanted to get it right just right before I sent it to him, and I sent it to him, and he said, "You can't publish that," which I'm going to see him tomorrow, because, I'm sure he'll tell me why, but I didn't see anything there that he would be bothered by, but apparently I was wrong, but he just said publish, he didn't say you can't read it. We just said you can't publish it.
Yeah. So you're pressing on anyway, of course.
Well, no, I'm I'll ask him. I mean, I never want to embarrass anybody or take away their privacy or make life difficult for them in any way. I cannot imagine what is in this story that he'll object to. But like I said, I'm sure I'll find out.
Now, as I say, for people who are familiar with you, David, they'll know that you're a storyteller above all else. I mean, what did you set out to be? Was it to be a writer or a humorist or those and more things?
I set out to be a visual artist. So I went to art school and I did painting and sculpture. And then I started reading. And reading just made all the difference in the world to me. Because I noticed that I was much more affected by things that I read than things that I saw. Like I could go to an art museum and I would say to myself, I wish I had painted that. Or I wish I owned that. But I didn't get lost in it. I didn't feel like joy, or it didn't expand my mind in a way that a short story would. And then I just started writing, but I just started keeping a diary and reading a lot, and then little by little I began writing stories and it went on from there.
And as we said at the start of this, you do very much draw on your personal experience. So are there any members of your family that you've had to keep in the background because they prefer not to be a part of what you do?
Well, I have a sister who died a few years ago. And she told me for years, she said I could never write about her, and so I didn't. And then she called me one day and said, everybody thinks you don't like me. Will you write a story about me?
Yeah.
So, because people would go up to her and say, how come he ever talks about you?
Of course, yeah. Oh, that's really fascinating. David, it's been lovely to talk to you today, and so looking forward to seeing you here in Plymouth. The 2nd of June at the Pavilions is the date, and Plymouth Pavilions for tickets to see David Sedaris. Thank you for your time today. Enjoy your tour of the UK, and well, you'll hopefully go home with a bit of knowledge about Plymouth in England, where the Pilgrims came from.
I hope. Thank you, Tim.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.